Hello, Mina here, back for another episode. And I hope you had a chance to listen to episodes 1-4 by now, but if you haven't, I encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes first before listening to this episode so you're all caught up by now. And in today's episode, I will be talking about mindset, which is the second step in my research-based framework that I use with my clients to help them to get them from where they are now or when they start with me to where they want to end up when their sessions or their program ends with me. And although mindset is the second step, clarity being the first step, which I talked about in the last episode, and mindset being the second step, it is really intertwined throughout all sessions, throughout the entire program, because mindset work doesn't just start at the second step and end at the second step. We're always working on our mindset, myself included. Hi, and welcome to the Love Life Now podcast. I'm your host, Mina Eithal, a certified holistic life coach and the founder of Love Life Now Coaching. I'm on a mission to help women find balance and joy in the work they do and the life they live, because I used to be you. Over the course of 11 years, I experienced debilitating anxiety as a result of being scrutinized by principals in my career as an elementary classroom teacher. This left me feeling unfulfilled in my career. My clients come to me because they also feel unfulfilled in their careers. We have experienced anxiety about work, the Sunday night scaries or blues, as I call it, hitting snooze over and over because we didn't want to start our workday, and lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities in the workplace. Luckily, I found a way out, and I'd like to share it with you because life is not meant to be wasted away constantly worrying or dreading work, and you're also not meant to overwork yourself to the point of burnout. Instead, you're meant to enjoy and fully embrace joyful moments. In this podcast, I will be discussing what has helped my clients and I find fulfillment in the work we do. There is a way out, and it certainly doesn't have to be spent living with fear, anxiety, or dread for your workday. In fact, I am confident that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do, and you too can look forward to each and every day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Now let's get started. When we talk about mindset, it is essential to understand that mindset comes from within us. So essentially, mindset comes from within you. So how you perceive things or take things in, it is ultimately your mindset. Your reaction to situations plays a part in your mindset. My reaction to situations can be different than your reaction to situations, and vice versa. And within each session or program, mindset work is the deep work. Clients can end up coming up with a lot of emotional feelings, things that they haven't really discovered that they will discover throughout the sessions, things that have happened during their childhood, things that have happened in the past that have shaped them to where they are now. And sometimes it can be tough to talk about what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and how it plays a part in the situations that you encounter and experience. But it's important and essential to work on your mindset, because if you don't work on your mindset, then you can't push past those limiting beliefs. You can't push past what is holding you back or keeping you stuck so that you can end up moving forward. And again, we dig deep into the underlying cause of why you or my clients feel the way they do. And we really also look at what's keeping you from moving forward and essentially what's keeping you stuck, helping you shift that belief so that you can move forward and become the best version of yourself and be able to find balance and joy in your work and life. Oftentimes you, or in my case, my clients, or even myself, because we all go through trying times, be feeling a certain way, such as stuck in negative thoughts. It could be related to your childhood upbringing, a circumstance that affected you later in life, something that you're currently dealing with, or something that you're dealing with that's related to the future. And your own belief or thoughts about that situation, what has happened in the past, or what is currently happening, or what's going to happen in the future, or what you think might happen in the future, your perceived thoughts play a huge part in whether you are hindering your ability to move forward, whether you're able to move forward quickly, or whether you're staying stuck in those negative thought patterns. So our mindset can be playing a positive role in our life. It can be playing a neutral role in our life, or it could be playing a negative role in our life. So a positive role is, for example, you're applying for jobs and you want to find a better fit job for you because you're feeling unfulfilled, you're feeling burnt out in your current job. And so you just have an attitude of whatever happens, happens, I'm going to make the best of it. If I get this job or not, you know, I'm going to make the best of it. And you can be grateful that you have a job that you can rely on that is paying the bills and helping you out financially. So that's when you're thinking positively. You're thinking with gratitude. You're letting the universe take control, or God, source, power, whoever you choose to believe. And it's all about alignment, which I have talked about in a previous episode, the third episode. That's one of the magic formula is alignment. And, you know, everyone believes different things. Everyone feels different things. Everyone has different things that work for them and that might work against them. So whatever you choose to believe, God, source, power, universe, you put a name to it. And you just trust that everything's going to work out as they're meant to. And you're really positive and upbeat about it. Neutral is you don't care one way or the other. In the same circumstance, you might say, okay, it's okay if I don't get that job. And then it's equally okay if I do get that job. And so you're on the fence when you think of like a balance beam, me being a teacher, and or the seesaw, and it goes up and down, up and down. Up meaning you're very positive, down meaning you're down in the slumps, you're negative about the situation. And then when you're at balance, both people or both kids on either side are at the same level. Like when you're weighing something and you're at the same weight, if that makes any sense. And then when you're negative, in the negative mindset, you're just like, I don't know if this is going to work out. What if I don't find a job? I'll have to go back to that lousy job. That's not going to be good enough for me. And I don't want to go to that job, and thinking all negative thoughts. And what is that boss going to say to me? I don't get along with my coworkers. And now I have to go back in person when I was remote, and I don't want to do that. And just thinking all the negative thoughts. So which way would you like to be? A positive state of mind, a neutral state of mind, or a negative state of mind? I know for me, I'd rather be neutral or positive. And we can't always be 100% positive. That is okay. But at least as long as we can be neutral about the situation and let the universe, God, source, or power take over and trust and believe that things are working out as they're meant to be, that's the best way to be. But when we do this deep, deep work, feelings come up. Sometimes it's negative feelings, and that is okay, because that's where I, as the life coach, can really help you to understand where those thoughts are coming from. Are they coming from your childhood upbringing? From things that your parents or caregivers or other family members or friends have said to you? Is it coming up from a circumstance in the past? Is it coming up because of something that's happening right now, those negative thought patterns? And we try to break away from those thought patterns. And I help you as your coach to move forward so that those thought patterns don't hinder you from achieving success and ultimately finding that balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. So for example, I'm going to give you another example. It's very similar to the one I just gave. Many of my clients come to me because they know they no longer enjoy their job. Some don't enjoy their job because their boss is scrutinizing them. or they might not get along with their coworkers, or they're feeling completely burnt out. Like, even though it's quote unquote a 9-to-5 job, they're working 60 hours a week, even on the weekends. And they are resenting it because they're not having time with their kids. Sometimes their kids are younger, or even if their kids are a little bit older, they're still not having time for their kids or their spouse, their significant other, their friends, hobbies, being able to exercise and do other things and take care of their health. And so there's all different reasons why clients come to me, but there's a common trend. Clients come to me because they're feeling anxious or hating their job, or feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, or just plain burnt out in their career or job. And again, when we dig deep and do the mindset work, often we uncover things that they even lack about themselves. When I did the deep work with my first coach, I uncovered really significant things. I uncovered that I lack confidence, or I have lacked confidence in the past. And it affected my worthiness in myself. And it was based on situations, but situations don't control us. It's how we react to situations that really take a hold on our life. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. And sometimes it is really difficult to push forward and really make change in our life and make change in our mindset, but it can happen. I am proof that it can happen. My clients are proof that it can happen. And when we make those changes, there is so much greatness that happens on the other side. Clients of mine have started businesses that light them up. They have built their rock star confidence in themselves. They have found better fit jobs for themselves and even gotten raises even during a pandemic. So it is possible that you can find balance and joy in the work you do and life you live. Again, I want to ask you a certain question. Are you feeling lack of confidence in yourself? Is that maybe the reason why you're hating your job and feeling unfulfilled, feeling burnt out? That could be one of the reasons. It may not be, but it could be. And it's also one of the reasons why my clients don't push forward on their own, make changes to their career or job, or start a business that lights them up. For example, they might say, okay, I don't know if I can find another job, or I don't know if I can start that business. And that's, again, lack of confidence in themselves is playing a part in that. Or in my case, it was lack of confidence and feeling self-doubt and not feeling as worthy in myself. And it ultimately wasn't the situation that was causing it. It was how I was reacting to the situation that was causing me to feel this way. And so one of the amazing things about my programs is that I have a knack for helping clients uncover what is holding them back. And I call this my zone of genius. And when I think about, like, when someone asks me as a business perspective, when I'm talking to other coaches, what is your zone of genius? And I say, aha, my zone of genius is helping clients uncover what is holding them back from achieving greatness and helping them to move forward, essentially getting out of that stuckness. Because we can all get out of that stuckness. And I'll be honest, today, this morning, I had a little bit of stuckness. I'm going to be raw and real with you. I had a little bit of stuckness. I am working on some goals, business goals, career goals, and the stuckness got to me and I had to push past it. And one of the things I did was reach out to some of my support system. And that's the greatest thing I could do for myself. I had to also push past my limiting beliefs, because when we stay stuck, nothing happens. Once we discover what is holding us back or what is holding you back, then only can we move forward. And without knowing what's holding us back, we're never going to be able to move forward. And that's why my zone of genius comes in play and is amazing for my clients. Because that's why, because of my zone of genius and being able to help my clients to really discover what's holding them back, they make tremendous, tremendous gains in their life. And by the end of the program, working with me, their client in sessions with me, they're like, wow, I cannot believe it, Mina, how much I've transformed and grown in my career, in my job, or with starting a business, and in my life, and within themselves. They are just so super proud of that, and I am so super proud of them too. So a couple things to think about. Our minds like to keep us small and safe, and that's a way for us not to have to take challenges or seek challenges, because challenges help us grow. Change helps us grow. But a lot of times our minds keep us small and safe. When you're thinking about applying to jobs because you're feeling unfulfilled, you're possibly even feeling burnt out or hating your current job and wanting a change, but you're afraid to do so. So you're just staying stuck in your current situation of that job that you no longer want to be in. That's when your mind is keeping you small and safe. But I'm here to tell you that there's growth on the other side when you can take on a challenge. But when you're not taking on that challenge, that's fear talking. And fear has two meanings. The first meaning is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Which one would you rather do? Would you rather forget everything and run, or stay currently where you are, miserable, unhappy, unfulfilled, burnt out, hating your job, hitting snooze over and over in the morning because you don't want to get up to start your work day, or having that Sunday night scaries or blues, not eating enough, or maybe eating too much because you're just so overwhelmed and you can't take it any longer? And I could go on and on. Do you want to stay like that, or do you want to rise above? And I want you to think about it this way. When there's like a storm and it's a huge rainstorm, and then all of a sudden the sun is peeking out, what happens? What do you see? Yes, you see a beautiful rainbow. So think about it this way. There's beauty on the other side of challenges or storms. If you don't take that risk, you're never going to know what's going to come out on the other side, that beauty. So I want you to not forget everything and run, but instead face everything and rise. And that is what I had to do this morning. I had to face everything and rise and say, enough with this nonsense. Enough with feeling sorry for myself. Get out there and take action. And when you take action, there's beauty on the other side. Let yourself control your mind, not your mind control you. Because when you let your mind control you, then oftentimes negative thoughts occur. You end up feeling small and safe, and you never take risks and challenges that could be amazing for yourself. I want to ask you, which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to face your fears? And I always say face your fears and watch them disappear. Or are you going to stay stuck and small? The choice is yours. And working with me, I can tell you my clients have made amazing gains like I've talked about. So I want you to keep in mind, as I talked about before, often it's not the situation that's the problem, but it's how we react to the situation that's a problem. Hearing that during my life coach training really hit hard and stuck with me. And it also created positive shifts in my mindset. I mean, I'm not perfect. Like I said today, I had an off morning, off midday as well, but I got my act together. Because I know staying stuck in my negative mindset is not going to help me. And it helped me to be aware, knowing that not everything's going to be positive in my life and in your life, but it's how we choose to react to the situation that matters. We can stay stuck and stay in negative thinking, or we can be neutral about the situation, which is neither positive nor negative, and that's okay. Or we can shift our thinking completely and get to a more positive state where we're able to take action on our lives. And action as it relates to the work we do and the life we live. When we see that it's not the situation that's causing the problem, but it's how we react to the situation that's the problem, or it could be a blessing if we're reacting to this a negative situation in a more positive light or with gratitude, then we don't stay stuck as long. And we're able to move past it, and we're able to take action, and we're able to see outcomes that we really want to have happen in our life or that are meant to happen for us. So think about it in terms of your current work situation. Is work the problem, or how you are reacting to your job feeling unfulfilled, burnt out, and or hating your job, your reaction ultimately the problem. Think about it. And I believe firmly that working with a coach is so transformational to helping you shift your mindset and move out of fear and feeling stuck. And I also believe it's essential to your growth within your mindset to work on your mindset, to find a coach that you resonate with that might even have a similar path as you. So maybe if you're feeling unfulfilled in your work and life, I might be the coach for you. And if I am not, I can direct you to other coaches that might be a better fit for you. So mindset work doesn't just happen once. And I want you to remember that. Mindset work doesn't just happen once. It should be happening regularly and daily. I work on my mindset all the time. And one way that I work on my mindset is by using positive affirmations. And that's something I will be talking about later on in a future episode. And so in a nutshell, that's mindset for you, the second step of my Align Your Life method. Before I wrap up today's episode, I want to let you know that in the last episode, which was episode 4, the first step, I put in the show notes a link to my free Facebook group, but I completely forgot to tell you what it was. So this group is called Love Life Now Community, and I invite you to join for more support in finding balance and joy in your work and life. And in this group, there are live trainings, there's tips, there's positive affirmations, as well as like-minded women with similar career and or work goals as you. And so if you feel inclined, click the link in the show notes and you'll be asked to answer 3 questions. And once you do, I'll get you right in. And I can't wait to see you on the other side in the Love Life Now community on Facebook. And that's all I've got about mindset for this episode. And I just want to add one more thing. In the show notes, again, there's going to be the link so you can join Love Life Now community on Facebook, and also an opportunity to book a free 20-minute clarity call with me, a no-obligation 20-minute clarity call to see if working with me and one of my programs is a right fit for you. The link for that will be in the show notes as well. Thanks again for listening to today's episode and learning about the second step in the Align Your Life method, which is mindset. Remember, mindset starts within you. And I also want to add, so stay tuned for the next episode coming out in 2 weeks on August 17th. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Life Now podcast. I hope you gain insight on steps you can take to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Let this podcast be a source of education, inspiration, and motivation for you as you take action on creating balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please share this with any women you know who are going through similar career or job struggles and might benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you'd like additional support, please reach out to me at mina@lovelifenowcoaching.com. Sending each and every one of you my love. Know that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes.